update. We had spoken to Robin a couple weeks ago. Her husband, nice guy, recently divorced woman at his work, has been asking him for favors outside of work. She was like, how big of a red flag is this? Before we get into the update, quick shout to Deschelle, who said, I was video calling with my boyfriend, told him bye, because I was waiting for this update. He said, update from what? I said, who else? The two people I spend my mornings with, Ben and Kelly, group therapy. Should I be sad? No.
I really don't have any friends. We got your back, Giselle. This is great.
All right, here's the update.
Okay, Ben and Kelly.
Hey.
Thanks for reaching back out, LOL. I'm amazed someone asked.
Oh, yeah. Trisha.
First off, thank you to everyone who weighed in, because a lot of the advice actually helped. So I actually do have an update.
Okay.
Since you talked about my situation, she's only reached out one more time.
Mm.
She asked my husband if he could come over and help her replace a dresser in her bedroom.
Ooh.
Move the old one out, bring the new one in.
Okay.
There was something a little too intimate about helping out in the bedroom.
I get that.
So I told my husband, dressers are heavy. I will come help, too.
Okay.
And I also said I'd really like to meet her, because honestly, sounded like she could maybe use a friend.
Okay.
My husband has total golden retriever energy and was totally fine with it and thought it sounded like a great idea.
Okay, why don't we do that? Let's go.
So I baked cookies. We both went over there.
All right.
And the second she opened the door, I could tell she absolutely was not expecting me to be standing there.
Ooh.
To her credit, she was very nice.
Mm-hmm.
I was overly nice, too.
Mm-hmm.
Almost aggressively pleasant.
Mm.
The entire thing had this weird undercurrent of awkwardness, though, like everyone was trying to act casual.
That's weird.
The good news is, I'm really glad I went.
Uh-huh.
We helped move the dressers. I got to meet her, and I also got to quietly establish, hi, yes, the wife is a real person who can bake a mean cookie. Afterward, I told my husband that if she ever needs help again, we can all be a team.
Mm.
And interestingly enough, she hasn't asked him for help since. LOL.
Oh, wow.
I genuinely think my husband was oblivious to how her, quote, innocent favors might have been coming across.
Okay.
He truly is just a nice guy who would help literally anyone carry furniture upstairs for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
So for now, I'm feeling a lot better about everything, and I'll keep you updated if anything else happens. Thanks again, Robin.
Interesting.
Genius. You just got to go meet the enemy. Go meet the enemy.
Yeah, keep your enemies keep closer. Keep the enemies close.
Yeah.
Friends close, enemies closer.
Yep.
Well, that's a good, I feel like that's a good update, right?
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah.
And then maybe, you know, based on
maybe
how the day played out, if you feel like maybe she does truly need
just
a
help,
friend, she should try reaching back out again. Just ask her out for coffee.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
I don't
maybe
know.
She's just like figuring out, like, I don't know, maybe she understood you felt threatened. She didn't want to cause a problem.
Maybe she felt the energy that Robin was like when she opens the door. Robin's like, big smile. Hi. Yeah, it's me.
I'm Mrs. Husband.
Yes, exactly. I'm Robin.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Hi.
I'm his husband.
Here's cookies.
You're right. Maybe it was something like that.
Right.
And the lady
and
was just like, oh, gosh, okay.
Right. So maybe if she just reaches back out by herself and just asks her out to lunch, just say, hey.
Hey, let's catch up.
Yeah, it seemed like you had, you know.
Interesting.
You could use a friend. I'd love to be a friend.
I mean, we are really looking at this as glass half full.
Absolutely. I mean, she could just be like, job done.
Yeah. This ends up well, right?
Right.
Okay.
She could take a step further and see, you know, if she's felt like this other woman would be worth having in her circle.
Okay.
Maybe she does need a friend.
All right. Well, hey, thank you for the update.
She could have lost her friends in the divorce.
Sometimes
people end up having to take sides.
That's what I was thinking is like maybe a lot of her mutual friends or her friend group was based on the stuff that her ex had brought to the relationship.
Yep. And she can't really like ask the men that she knew from their friend group because he's like team husband.
Right. Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, thank you for the update. And you never know.
Aggressively pleasant is a really nice term, Dr. Aaron. Fixating on aggressively pleasant.
Yeah. Yeah. And maybe you did maybe you did stop something before it got weird. Or maybe you genuinely maybe discovered a new friend.
Yeah.
We can still live in that camp.
I would encourage her to reach out and just like see. Maybe she does need a friend.
All right. Well, hey, if anything does else happen, keep us posted on that. Thank you.
We're always here.
We're always
for the tea.
We are here for the tea.
For the tea.
Yes, we're here for the tea.
Pinkies out. Let's go.